Rapport ġdid juri li kważi terz tal-ħaddiema Awstraljani jgħixu b'mard mentali. L-akbar survey li sar fl-Awstralja dwar il-mard mentali jinkludi 3500 ħaddiem minuqsma ta' l-industrija diversa. Dak magħruf bħala Australia's Biggest Mental Health Check-in għamel survey fost 3500 ħaddiem. L-istħarriġ sar mill-kumpanija ta' teknoloġija Medibio u sab li terz ta' dawk li ħadu sehem jgħixu f'xi forma ta' mart mentali. 36% jgħixu b'depressjoni, 33% b'ansjetà u 31% b'stress. Dawn in-numri jirrappreżentaw titjib żgħir fuq is-sena l-oħra. Ir-rapport sab ukoll li 17% ta' dawk li ħadu sehem li jgħixu b'mart mentali kienu qegħdin jieħdu kura u ħafna minnhom ma rrealizzawx li għandhom mart mentali. Peter Slocum, li hija responsabbli minn dan is-survey, tgħid li kura kmieni hija kruċjali.
One of the things that we notice is that a lot of people don't know that they're not okay until they're really not okay. So by then, the cost to the workplace, to productivity, to employment, they're usually quite significant.
L-iċċekjar sar permezz ta' rispons b'analisi ta' informazzjoni dwar it-taħbit ta' qalb e teknoloġiji adattati bħal smartwatches li jimmonitorjaw u rutina tarqat u livelli ta' stress. Slogan tgħid li l-użu ta' teknoloġija jipprovdi informazzjoni dwar is-saħħa mentali tal-ħaddiem.
Previously, when people have done an online survey, there's a big gap between doing a survey and then getting the right help and support. The ability to kind of keep tracking rather than wait until something's really problematic. You know, technology allows us to keep a lot closer to the preventative variables.
L-iċċekjar sab ukoll li l-ansjetà fost in-nisa qed tikber imqabla mal-irġiel, dan huwa kontra meta niġu għad-depressjoni fost l-irġiel. Id-ditta tal-inġinerija Jacobs hija l-ewwel kumpanija tal-kwalità tagħha li qed tieħu parti f'dan is-survey. Il-Viċi President tal-Fer Awstraljana u ta' New Zealand, Ross Jones, jgħid li r-riżultati tal-impjegati tal-kumpanija qajmu tħassib.
About 25% were experiencing some sort of mental illness. Of that 25%, 77% were unaware that they were suffering from a mental illness. They knew something was wrong, but they didn't know what.
L-iċċekjar sab li kollox ma kollox anqas minn nofs dawk li ħadu sehem huma komdi li juru li għandhom problemi ta' saħħa mentali mal-manager tagħhom. Waqt li Jones jgħid li huwa kburi li Jacobs kienet l-ewwel kumpanija li ħadet sehem f'dan is-survey huwa jgħid li l-kumpanija għandha ħafna aktar x'tagħmel għall-ġid tal-ħaddiema tagħha.
We knew that our employees like in other organizations were suffering from mental illness but people didn't feel safe to raise those issues and we realized we needed to change the working environment so people could feel safe to put their hand up and ask for help and that it wouldn't be seen as it was in the past as a career killer.
Dr. Grant Blansky huwa mill-organizzazzjoni tas-saħħa mentali Beyond Blue. Huwa jgħid li jkun hemm għajnuna war fejn dwar is-saħħa mentali fuq il-post tax-xogħol u rew li huma ta' benefiċċju.
You have less absenteeism, less compensation claims, and generally morale is higher and people are happier about being at their work.
Dr. Blansky jgħid li l-attitudni lejn is-saħħa mentali, l-empatija u s-simpatija lejn dawk f'diffikultajiet ta' saħħa mentali tjibu f'dawn l-aħħar snin wara każi ta' personalitajiet prominenti.
No one is immune from mental health issues. One thing is that when high-profile people are prepared to talk publicly about mental health issues, it really raises the profile of mental health issues and also helps people feel more comfortable to talk about their own experiences. So it's been a really good way to get the conversation about mental health going in the community with high profile people talking about these issues.